Okay, so are you ready to go on a little adventure with me today?
Always up for an adventure.
All right, excellent. The Church of Tinkerbell podcast.
Faith, imagination, the power of belief.
Love and acceptance to make the world a better place.
What would happen if we all just tried to see the world through the eyes of a child again, even for a moment?
It's a beautiful thought, isn't it?
It is.
The Church of Tinkerbell.
The Church of Tinkerbell. All right, I'm intrigued.
You know why you're here, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to get to the bottom of fascinating topics and without all fluff. And that's what we do best here.
Exactly. We go deep.
We go deep today. It's something I think a lot of people can relate to.
Yeah.
How growing up with all these messages about body positivity can actually help us rethink.
Yeah.
Those knee-jerk reactions we have to nudity, you know.
Totally.
Especially those of us who were raised in environments where our bodies were kind of like shrouded in shame.
A lot of shame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're diving into this really thought-provoking piece called Healing from Shame, How Body Positive Culture Can Help Undo Over-Sexualized Responses to Nudity.
It's from the Church of Tinkerbell.
The Church of Tinkerbell. Yeah.
Really interesting stuff.
So it gets to the heart of some pretty big questions, right?
Yeah. Like,
can growing up in a culture that's super, you know, uptight and buttoned up.
Restricted.
Yeah, restricted. Lead us to automatically seeing nudity as sexual, even when it's so not.
Yes. And if so, how do we change that?
Right. And if so, how do we actually change that response?
Exactly.
And the article argues, yeah, this over-sexualization thing can totally happen.
Yeah.
Because of how we're taught to think.
But it's not permanent.
It's not a life sentence. Healing is possible, which is really, I think,
a
hopeful message.
It is.
So, okay, let's unpack this.
Yes.
What's going on in these prudish cultures that can lead to these, you know, automatic over-sexualized reactions that people might be having?
Well, the article highlights a couple of key things. It says that in a lot of cultures, there's this idea that bodies, in particular, female and queer bodies,
right,
are just inherently shameful.
Like, just by existing.
Right. Like, it's not just about what you wear. It's this feeling that there's something fundamentally wrong or immodest about your actual physical self.
Right.
So, growing up in that kind of environment, it can lead you to believe that the body itself is inherently problematic and that it's automatically connected to sex.
So, it's not even like an action.
No, it's the body.
It's just your existence.
This is the issue.
Right. Which kind of leads to the second point, which is
The
way these cultures often just like totally mix up nudity with sexuality.
That's automatic.
Right. Yeah. So it's like the assumption is if you see a naked body, it must be sexual.
Right.
No matter what the situation is.
No matter what.
The intention.
Like a baby getting a diaper change.
Yeah.
Like a sculpture in a museum. Like someone in the shower.
Just existing.
Yeah. It's all
the same.
It's sexualized.
Yeah. And then you add on top of that, the fact that, you know, these cultures often say virginity equals good person.
Right.
Any kind of sexual exploration or even understanding of your own body is bad.
Right.
So it creates this whole atmosphere of fear and silence.
Right. Like this huge part of being human is just like,
shh, don't talk about it.
This forbidden zone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the article suggests this can actually have some serious consequences.
Yeah. On how we react to even just seeing a human body.
Absolutely, because when you hear those messages over and over and over, it can lead to those automatic sexual responses.
Even in situations where nudity is just like
completely normal.
Normal, yeah, like not sexual at all.
Yeah, you might even feel this sense of unease.
Yeah.
This feeling that something's wrong.
Like it's dangerous or something.
When you see someone in their natural state.
Wow, this part really made me think.
Yeah.
The article connects.
It's very careful to say it's not a direct cause.
Right.
But there's a connection between this kind of prudish upbringing.
Yeah.
And the culture that allows sexual assault to happen.
Yeah. How so?
Well, it says that being prudish doesn't directly cause someone to commit sexual violence.
Right.
But it creates an environment where it's more likely to occur and maybe even more impactful.
So it's almost like prepping the soil for these harmful ideas to take root.
Exactly. Yeah. And like a perfect example is victim blaming.
Yeah.
That flourishes in purity culture.
Right.
You know, where it's like, oh, well, the person who was assaulted
must
have somehow tempted the perpetrator just by existing in their body.
Oh, that is so disturbing.
Right. And it takes away any responsibility from the person who actually did it.
Totally puts it on the survivor.
Exactly. And when you can't even talk about bodies and sex openly,
yeah,
how are you going to teach consent?
Right.
Right. So if you're never taught about personal boundaries, mutual respect, healthy ways to communicate about sex, it leaves you really vulnerable.
Yeah.
And then there's the objectification of bodies too. This idea that they're just something to be controlled or fetishized or even seen as inherently evil.
They don't even belong to the person.
Right. Like you don't have ownership. Yeah. It's just something to be acted upon.
And that really like cuts away at the whole...
It undermines consent completely.
Right.
And then there's also this whole idea that when your natural sexual feelings are constantly being suppressed and shamed, it can lead to some unhealthy ways of expressing desire.
Yeah. It's a little uncomfortable.
It's a tough one
to think about.
But it makes sense.
Yeah. It does make sense when you think about.
Yeah. Repression can really distort your understanding and expression of sexuality when something's forbidden and connected to shame. It can become an unhealthy focus and might be expressed in ways that are not respectful or healthy.
So the article brings up this really interesting comparison.
Okay.
The Netherlands.
Yeah.
Often seen as having a way more body positive
and sex positive
culture.
Right.
What can we learn from that contrast?
Well, the main takeaway is when bodies aren't treated as shameful or something to hide away, they're much less likely to become this object of like
obsession.
Yeah, this intense unhealthy focus.
Right.
So in a culture where nudity is more accepted, it's not this huge sin or scandal. It just becomes like another part of life.
Right.
And that can really reduce the chances of it being over-sexualized.
So it's almost like by making something taboo, you're kind of making it
more appealing.
More appealing, yeah.
Yeah, like the mystery and the shame feed into that over-sexualization.
So for our listener out there who's like, oh my gosh, I recognize these reactions in myself.
I see myself in this.
What do I do? How do you even begin to unlearn this stuff?
Yeah.
The article has some practical strategies, so
let's get into it.
Let's dive in.
Okay.
The first one is consciously separating nudity from sexuality.
Right.
How can someone actually start doing that?
Well, you have to actively create new associations in your mind.
Okay.
So the article says surround yourself with images of nudity that are obviously not sexual.
Okay.
Like think about art documentaries about different cultures.
Okay.
Where nudity might be normal or even naturist media.
Right.
Where being unclothed is just what they do.
So you're kind of retraining your brain to see it in different contexts.
Ooh.
Exactly. And along with that, you know, they recommend using mantras.
Like
repeating to yourself, this body is not a sexual object. It just is.
Okay.
It sounds simple, but when you do that consistently, it can help shift your internal dialogue.
Yeah, okay.
So the more you see non-sexual nudity and reinforce that understanding, the more your nervous system learns that nudity doesn't equal arousal.
Like it doesn't have to be this automatic.
That's not a trigger.
Trigger.
Yeah.
The next one is practice mindful nudity.
Oh, this is an interesting one.
This sounds intriguing.
This is about bringing awareness to your own body when you're naked.
Okay.
So the article suggests spend some time unclothed at home while you're doing like everyday non-sexual things like reading a book, stretching, meditating.
So really normalizing that.
Right. The key is to observe your body without judgment.
Okay.
Approach it with curiosity. Not criticism.
Right.
Not shame.
So really being comfortable with your own body.
Right. Just getting used to it.
In a safe space.
In your own home.
Right.
Right.
And the article makes this really interesting point.
Okay.
If sexual thoughts do come up.
Yeah.
Don't beat yourself up about it.
No.
But just pause and ask yourself.
Yeah.
Is this actually desire? Or is it just a habit?
Right.
Like this conditioned response that I've learned over time.
Like, am I turned on or am I just reacting the way I've been taught to react?
That's such a good question to ask yourself.
It is.
So the next strategy is talk to your inner child.
Oh.
So this sounds a little more like...
This one's deep.
Deep, yeah. Emotional work.
It is.
Yeah.
So it's about acknowledging and addressing those feelings of shame.
Yeah.
Like, where did they even come from?
Yeah.
So the article suggests journaling, writing a letter to your younger self.
Okay.
And saying things like, you were never shameful. Those messages were wrong.
Wow. Yeah.
Like you were a kid.
Right.
You deserved love.
Yeah.
It's like reparenting yourself.
Right. Exactly. It's giving yourself the validation.
The compassion.
That you might not have gotten.
That you didn't get.
Yeah.
And then you can start to identify those harmful messages that you internalized and create affirmations to replace them.
Yeah.
So like if you grew up thinking my body is bad,
right,
you can start saying my body is mine. It's good. It's safe to exist in.
Yeah.
Powerful stuff.
It is.
The fourth strategy is join a body positive community.
Oh yeah. Community is so important.
How can that help?
Well, connecting with other people who are on the same journey or who have a good relationship with their bodies can be so validating and empowering.
Right. Makes you feel less alone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the article mentions online forums, social media spaces focused on body liberation.
Right.
Naturism.
Uh-huh.
Even following body positive creators
like
at sex positive_families.
Okay.
Or at the Birds Papaya.
You know, people who are putting out these messages.
Sharing these ideas.
Yeah, finding your tribe.
Yeah.
People who get it.
Totally.
And support you.
And the article also mentions in-person communities.
Yeah.
Like clothing optional spas or retreats.
Yeah, if that's something you're comfortable with.
Right, if that feels right for you.
Yeah.
The main idea is surround yourself with
the support.
People and environments that challenge those shame-based ideas.
Totally.
So strategy number five is work with a therapist.
Ah, yeah, therapy.
When would that be a good idea for our listener?
Well, if you feel like those shame feelings are really deep, or if they're connected to some past trauma, a therapist can be so helpful.
Okay.
They recommend looking for somatic therapists who focus on the connection between your mind and body and can help you reconnect with your physical self.
Okay.
And also sex positive or trauma informed therapists,
right,
because they really understand purity culture
and the harms
and how it can be damaging.
Right.
So yeah, finding someone with the right expertise can make a big difference.
So the final strategy is reclaim nudity as liberation.
Ooh, I like that.
What does that look like in practice?
So this is about taking ownership of your body and how you relate to it.
Okay.
So start by looking at yourself in the mirror with kindness.
Like actually being nice to yourself.
Yeah, speak to yourself in a loving way.
Okay.
And they also talk about taking non-sexual nude photos of yourself.
Not to share.
No, just for you.
Okay.
Just as a way to like own your image.
Right.
Celebrate your body.
Right.
And they also suggest using creativity.
Oh, cool.
Like writing, music, art.
To express yourself.
Yeah, as a way to express your truth and reclaim your story.
Yeah.
So it's about shifting from shame and avoidance.
To acceptance.
To acceptance and empowerment.
That's awesome.
It is.
And the article also gives a list of affirmations.
Oh, yeah.
To help rewire that inner voice.
Those are so helpful. You know, like using affirmations like, my body is not shameful.
Yeah.
Nudity is not inherently sexual.
Right.
I can experience nudity with neutrality or joy can really help replace those negative beliefs
with more positive ones.
Exactly.
And the one that I really liked is, I was taught shame, but I can unlearn it.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's so powerful because it acknowledges where those feelings come from.
Yeah.
But it also says you can change.
You have power.
You have the power.
Yeah.
And then the last one is, this body is mine. It is good. It is whole.
That's like the ultimate
self-acceptance,
self-love statement.
Yeah.
It's great.
So beyond the individual work, the article also talked about cultural change.
Yeah.
How can we create a more body positive culture?
Well, they highlight a few key areas, starting in our homes and families.
Yeah.
We can use anatomically correct language without shame.
Yeah.
Have open and honest conversations about consent.
Okay.
Emotions, body changes, and really celebrate the diversity of bodies.
Especially around kids.
Right, so they grow up with that foundation of acceptance.
Yeah.
And in schools,
We
need to advocate for comprehensive sex education.
Not just abstinence only.
Right, it needs to include body image.
Consent.
Consent, emotional intelligence.
And that all bodies are worthy and good.
Exactly.
Right.
And then in the media and art,
We
need to portray nudity in a more natural,
just sexual way.
Yeah, and create content that challenges and helps unlearn these old purity culture ideas.
So music, stories, podcasts.
Yeah, celebrate freedom over fear.
Right, the stories we tell.
They have a huge impact.
Huge impact.
On how we understand the world.
Yeah.
So by changing those narratives,
We
can contribute to a larger cultural shift.
Towards body positivity.
Exactly.
I love it.
Yeah.
So the article ends with some practical next steps.
Okay.
Anyone who wants to continue on this healing journey, Like, start a journal specifically for this.
Okay.
Maybe even record your own thoughts as a podcast.
Wow.
To share your experiences.
That'd be cool.
Or look for, or even start a discussion group.
Yeah.
About deconstructing body shame.
Awesome.
And finding or creating art.
Yeah.
That resonates with this journey.
Beautiful.
And really importantly, being kind to yourself throughout the process.
Yes. Self-compassion.
And remembering that your body was never the problem.
Oh, I love that.
Such an important message.
It is.
So to sum it all up,
yes.
The main takeaway is that those automatic over-sexualized responses,
yeah.
They're not necessarily something you were born with.
Right.
They can often be a result of the shame you learned growing up.
From your environment.
Yeah, in a more restrictive environment.
Yeah.
But, and this is so important.
Okay.
You can unlearn them.
Yes, you can.
It takes effort and a willingness to embrace new perspectives.
Yes.
And actively challenge those old harmful narratives.
Yeah. Yeah. It's about understanding where these reactions come from.
Yeah.
And then intentionally changing how you see bodies.
Your own body.
Your own body.
Other people's bodies.
Yeah.
So a final thought for you, our listener.
Okay.
Think about how we talk about and show bodies.
Yeah.
In our everyday lives, yeah. Even in small ways.
The little things.
Yeah. Could we be unintentionally reinforcing
or challenging yeah.
these harmful messages?
Mm.
What's one small shift you can make today
yeah.
in your own thinking or communication that could contribute to a more body positive world?
Good question.
Starting with yourself.
That's where it starts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for going on this little adventure with me today.
Anytime.
And listener, keep sprinkling that fairy dust, all right? We'll see you next time.